He won himself a nice banjo for that too. Good job, Ben. Barry, what we've been doing is this really weird thing where we maybe talk about playing a tune, then we play a tune. It's the show and tell thing. Right. So I'd like to introduce Barry. Barry has played in a few of the top groups in bluegrass. I guess counting, do I have three right people, full-time bands?
I started in 93, I think it was, the third time out, and then went with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver in 94, just about a year difference, and then started this band in first of 1999.
So. Mountain Heart.
Mountain Heart, yeah.
Well, he's doing a good job. He's got one of these super right hands that just, you can depend on it.
Depend on it driving.
That's right. You know what? Last time I saw him, it was only about 20 minutes ago, and he's driving a dang bus. And grabbing a steering wheel is not the best thing to do for your hands. Or I've actually given up, but, you know, if it's a few days before a gig, I won't use a shovel, I won't use an axe, you know. Even riding a bicycle and you're grabbing the handlebars, you have to be... but he has a different kind of left hand than most people have, and in most polite company it wouldn't be appropriate to mention it, but Barry's all right with mentioning it because it's pretty obvious when he's playing that he has to do a lot of stuff different because he doesn't have a full left hand. So any of you people who say, oh, my hands are too small, or, you know, this finger doesn't work so well, this is a guy I believe might just quiet you down about that.
I say use your thumb.
Use your thumb. So a lot of, Barry does an awful lot of stuff with his thumb, and, you know, he had to invent it all. I don't think there's any instruction books on how to play banjo with your left thumb as your...
It's pretty obvious when you hear me play.
No, I mean, really, what the cool thing is, and he wouldn't have had all these gigs because he's good considering that. He has the gigs because he's good. And anyway, so it's entertaining to watch him because he had to invent a lot of techniques that made it possible for him to be a pro banjo player. And he's in some those are three very heavy-duty groups. So anyway, take it away.
Gosh, I don't know. Where to begin? After that introduction, I guess I could start by tuning.
Well, any tune you like to play, or maybe a, you know, just some breaks on tunes that you like playing, whatever is good for you.
I'll play a little bit up on the Blue Ridge version to it.